Some names that probably were important to you, Phil Dessauer at the Tulsa World.
Yeah. Phil, he's a terrific writer, and to the extent that I know how to write an editorial, which I really don't, but if I did, I would owe it to Phil and how to write a column. He's a very good writer, and we were good friends. He was also a former UPI employee, although our work there was not contemporaneous. He was a good friend, and he had a lot to do with me coming over here.
Byron Boone?
Byron was publisher of The World, one of those great larger-than-life characters that you read about. He was a hard man to work for sometimes, but most of the time he was a delightful guy to be around because he had strong opinions and he liked to express them and he enjoyed life and liked to tell stories about politics especially and things like that.
Walter Biscup?
Walter was an editorial page editor and a major figure at the Tulsa World for a long time, starting back in the 20s, I guess, and came up here from Muskogee, and he was a favorite of Mr. Lorton. For a long time, he was a reporter who just covered big stories, and especially those that were of some interest to Mr. Lorton. Mr. Lorton had a story he wanted to cover. He'd deal sometimes directly with Walter. Then he became editorial page editor, best editor in technical sense that I believe I've ever seen. I always knew that my copy, if there was a date wrong in it or anything like that, he'd catch it. Sometimes he would miss something that I wish he'd change it for some other reason, but just editing, he knew how to do it. And he must have been, I know from the record that he was a terrific reporter. He covered the big lawsuit that was brought against Big Oil back in the late 40s, early 50s in Chicago. And a big story, of course, for the oil capital of the world.
Sid Steen.
Sid was executive editor when I came here with UPI, and he was awfully good to me and helped me with my UPI business. Later on, when this job opened up, Sid was another who persuaded the management there that I might be good for the job, and he was a great guy and a good editor, but not anybody you wanted to go get a raise from. People tell the stories about going in there saying, I haven't had a raise for a long time, and Sid say, well, I know it's tough, but what you need to do now is go back out there and get back to work, and we'll see what works out.
And then the Tulsa World.
Well, it's one of the greatest things that ever happened to me, and sort of a fulfill my life ambition to have a job like I had there at the end. And I couldn't have had that job under better employers than I did. I'm no longer connected with it, so it's not self-serving for me to say it, but the Lorton family, I don't think people understand everything they've done for Tulsa through the newspaper as well as through philanthropic acts.